President Biden says he's reviewing one of former President Trump's major environmental reversals, a rollback that stripped protections for small streams. And fly fishermen were some of the most vocal opponents of that rollback. In this installment of the series Life Along the Delaware, we go far upriver to the northeast corner of Pennsylvania, where people from all over the world come to fish. Our guide is Steve Schwartz.
So we're in Wayne County, Buckingham Township, the historic ghost town of Stockport, which was the first settlement in this part of the Delaware. So now we're coming down to my landing, and that's the Delaware River. It's the upper Delaware River, about 4 miles below where it starts in Hancock, New York, when the East Branch and the West Branches come together. Across the river is New York, so we're in Pennsylvania now, and this is the border. This is where I fish every day. I fly fish for trout. There are three species of trout here. Brown trout are predominant. There are also rainbow trout and occasionally some brook trout. And they're all wild native trout, so there's no stocking that's done. They reproduce on their own. So not only are there trout, but in the spring, we have shad that come all the way up here from the ocean. We have eel, even striped bass. Every day is different. Every day when you visit the river, it's different. One of the things you have to do as a fly fisherman is understand not just the trout and their behavior, but also the food they eat. So dry fly fishing is tying a little tiny lure made out of a hook and some feathers and fur to your line and putting it out there so it floats on the water and making it look like it's a real insect and trying to convince the trout that that's the same food that they've grown up to eat. Here's a selection of tiny little flies that some of them might be usable right now. Fur, feathers, yarn, silk. Up here, we all catch and release every fish. So I like to say that our job is making the fish smarter. And the fish on the upper Delaware are very smart. The river is a destination, a worldwide destination. And the people that come here aren't looking to catch lots of fish. They're looking to catch amazing, beautiful wild fish. Trout are beautiful as a way to get us to help protect their environment, their habitat. So if you have a lot of runoff from, say, a construction site into the river, the sediment can destroy the bug's habitat, even if it doesn't destroy the fish habitat immediately. Japanese knotweed has taken over large stretches of the upper Delaware riparian plain. So it's that red, reddish brush that is much taller than everything else. And in the spring, when it comes back, it'll be tall canes with broad leaves that are 12, 15 feet tall that grow throughout the river plain. And what happens is that the knotweed crowds out all the other native vegetation. Look above and below my property or across the river, it's a pretty continuous stand of a monoculture of a plant that wasn't here 20 years ago. And everybody here knows that what we see today is not something that we saw 20 or 30 years ago along the river. The native riparian vegetation includes various grasses, trees, bushes, and forms a pretty vibrant, diverse habitat for a number of different things, insects, various river animals. You know, we want to make sure that this place stays like it is forever.
That was Steve Schwartz, a resident of the Upper Delaware. The series Life Along the Delaware was produced by WHYY's climate and environment reporter, Susan Phillips. For more, check out whyy.org/river.